This was the biggest game for the Dallas Cowboys. Like, think
Yeah.
about it. It is
It
Sunday
was
night. They
their
come off
Super
an
Bowl. Yeah.
embarrassing loss. And you know Jerry Jones and the head coaches and all them were like, hey, we're gonna play our best game. I think that was the
Yeah.
energy
Yeah.
in their room. So I'm curious to see if you pick Dallas to lose this week or where you go with Dallas if you have Dallas on there. So it sounds like on the games that we picked on here, I know 2 weeks ago we went 4-2, 3-2.
Yeah.
It's a 7-4 record, and you're really a Arizona game in a pinky on the ball for the Bears special teams from a
Yeah.
year
Yeah. Or Geno not throwing eight picks, you know?
ago. Oh my God. I will tell
But
you.
I mean,
Go
go
ahead.
ahead.
No, go ahead.
That's just kind of gambling. You know, you win some, you lose some. But as long as, you know, you want to get at least over 50, 52%, 54%. I always try and, I mean, 60% is awesome. And so, I mean, all together, like my college, we'll get to college here in a little bit, but my college bets, I went like 11-2 in college, so it was
You picked Illinois.
22-11 last week. Yeah. Illinois.
So, the one Katie could attest to this. When the Bears drove down, I knew that I felt very confident they'd get a touchdown. I didn't think they'd get a stop. But once they got the Raiders to settle for a long field goal before the guy lined up, I looked at Katie. I'm like, you know what's crazy? It's like the first time in my life where I'm like, dude, we got 38 seconds and two timeouts. Even if he makes this kick, I think Caleb can go get us another field goal. Like, I really felt that way. I'm like, he's great in the 2 minute. He'll make a few throws. So, I mean, I'm happy that Blackwell, they were calling him Blackwell all week. I'm happy he got the block. But I would have liked to see Caleb in that moment, to be honest. Again, just to see how he came through. We'll take it as a Bears fan. Hey, 2-2, feeling good. They can play something important on Monday night with the Commanders in 2 weeks. So, we got six games to dig to dive into tonight. Go ahead, sir. Take us through. What do you like this week?
So I don't know if you've looked at the slate. I wanted you to guess. We didn't prep before this. What you think the stinky game of the week, like you're to like, no way you can choose that team, but I'm gonna choose them. Who you think it's gonna be?
Let me look right now. I'm gonna pull up. I got my pick'em league. I gotta make my picks anyways. I'm kind of happy I haven't made my picks, so I'm gonna listen to you talk first. Because
I don't think you would take this team money line, but I think I would take them with the points.
right, let's go. Picks. My picks. All right. Here we go. Is Purdy's not out for this Rams game, right?
So,
Niners Rams?
yeah. So Purdy's out, Jennings out, Pearsall's out. That was
That's
'cause I had the Niners as part of my five picks that I was going to do. But then I saw they were out today, so I had to switch it. Yeah. So I mean, I still might take it. I think it might go up to 8.5. That could just be a weird Thursday night games are weird, you know. The Rams are at home, but like, is it really a home game?
definitely. Well, yeah, that one stood out for a second. So, okay. You said stinky. I'm looking for stinky. No way, dude. There's no way you're doing Cincy to there's no way. There's
Oh,
no
that's the
way.
stinky game of the
You're gonna take
week.
Cindy to cover 10 and a half?
10.5, dude. That's a lot of points. The
Can they score
Lions
10 and a half?
lagging.
Can they score 10 and a
Well,
half?
they've been outscored 76-13 the last two games. And they're at the bottom third in like every metric. Success rate, DVOA, EPA per play. Like they're awful. And the Lions, of course, are like, you know, number one in DVOA. They're top in, you know, all offensive statistics. Like they're like fourth in EPA per play and defense. You know, they have a really good team, but it's like, dude, 10.5 is pretty juicy. Crazy
At
thing.
home.
The vibes, yeah, it's hard to win a road game, you know? Vibes are so low in Cincinnati. I feel like people are playing for their jobs. I don't know, could get a little weird. Could get a
Okay.
little weird.
Is that where you're starting? You starting with that one?
Yeah,
Okay.
that's the stinky game of the week.
I
You
love
know,
it. Stinky game of the week.
when I feel it, even if I'm wrong, I just got to go down with the ship. You know, I felt it with New Orleans. I really wanted to pick it, but I just got scared. I'm like, dude, you can't play scared, you know?
Can't and 10 and a half is a lot in the NFL. We both know that.
That is a
Think
lot.
about it. Think about it. They could lose the game, like we've talked about. They could be losing 13-30 and go on a garbage time touchdown. lose 20-30 and cover 10.5. Isn't that
The
crazy?
only thing that scare, well, not the only thing. There's many things that scare me about this game, but like the Lions are like the team, the rare team that will just keep scoring points. You know,
They're
it's
the
like
team that will not
they,
kick a field goal in the red zone at the 2 yard line.
yeah, it's
Up.
like, hey, we're up 28. It's like, oh, we'll go for it on fourth and goal. You know, like we're just gonna keep
Yeah.
scoring touchdowns.
That's a good
So
point.
and they can, you know, they can just run and they have explosive run game. So it's like, okay, we're gonna run the ball, but Gibbs can still take it to the house in 8 minutes, you know. So it's like that kind of is a little scary, but I don't know. I think
Yeah.
I still love it.
Golf away
It's
from
like
Detroit. You wouldn't do this at in Detroit, right? If it was in Detroit and it was 10,
yeah,
it would be more. It'd be more in.
it would be a lot more. I think it'd be more than two touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, outdoors in Cincinnati, I don't
All
know.
right,
Crazier things have happened.
game one of six. We got Cincy, the stinky game of the week, covering 10.5 somehow.
That's all you have to do is you think about, all right, what can't happen? What's not going to happen? And then you like, all right, that's going to happen. I'll choose that.
All right, there we go.
So next game,
Game two.
the Panthers at home. +1.5 against Miami.
Oh yeah, I like that. That'd be that
I mean,
feels
they
right.
just got embarrassed. They got shut out, right? Against
Yep.
the Pats, right?
I don't know if they got shut out, but they
No,
definitely didn't score.
who?
Remember, they shut out the
Yeah.
Falcons the week before, but
Oh, yeah. Okay,
they
yeah.
didn't score many points. They got beat up pretty good.
Yeah, they scored 13, 42, 13. Okay, yeah. Yeah. So they
You.
got embarrassed.
Yep.
Go ahead.
No, I thought we talked about you liking the Patriots last week, but they might not have been in our pick'ems.
Yeah. Yep, they were.
They were. That's what I thought.
They're -5.5. Never a doubt.
Yep, we liked that one.
But yeah. Yeah. Carolina, I mean, Miami prime time at home playing for their jobs, you know, beat the Jets. That game was like weirdly close. Like I feel like the Jets had a really good chance of winning that game. There's like some weird penalties that weren't called. Untimely turnovers, like what's his face fumbling at the 1 yard line, like that changes the whole game, you know. 7-7.
Do you ever just watch Justin Fields though? Like, I mean, I'm a Bears fan, so I lived through it. It's never smooth with him, dude. It is just like, I don't like calling it a roller coaster. That's not what I'm talking about. It's just, he's just not an efficient player. I can't believe I said this to a group chat that's all Bears fans. Because when Fields was our quarterback, I was never like sold at any point. I'm like, hey, can you believe that some people were literally saying, keep this guy over Caleb Williams? Like watch him play,
Yeah.
and it's year whatever it is, five, right? I think five now. I mean, he has a slow, awkward, not tight release. He can't throw with any anticipation. Like people bring pressure on him on a key down, third or fourth down, and it's like Andrew, it's like he's not even expecting it, and then it's like they give you all the looks that they're pressuring. It's hard. It's really hard. But my point is, it's not a roller coaster. It's just not efficient. There's nothing efficient about the way he plays
Right.
position. In fact,
Yeah.
on that
Yeah.
long run, the touchdown run, when he's running, you're like, man, he should just be like a wildcat quarterback or like a running back. He's just better at it.
I know they need to have like a service academy offense, you know?
Yeah, he's a beautiful runner. He's just not a quarterback.
Which is sad because Garrett Wilson's really good. They're terrible, but they're going to be on the picks segment, so stay
All
tuned.
right. Well, game two, you took Carolina to cover the
Yeah.
3.5 against Miami at home. Okay. What's game three?
Yeah. Yeah, we just talked about it. Jets +2.5 at home against the Cowboys. Cowboys are already getting about 70% of the bets. It's still early, but Cowboys usually they're kind of like what the Patriots used to be, or Alabama, or like Duke basketball. One of those teams that gets like, you know, the Vegas like bumps their line up a little bit because they know they're going to get heavy money on the Cowboys regardless. But you know, 2.5 at home, the Cowboys had the game of their, you know, game of their year. This is like ultimate letdown spot right here. Cowboys
In the noon
defense
window,
terrible.
in the noon window,
yeah
that's big for them. That's not their that
yeah
normal time.
yeah and Jets can run the ball, you know, and that's what's going to keep Dak off the field. You're just going to run down that Cowboys defense, which is not good. And I don't, that's like one of the weirder things. I don't really have an answer for it, but like how the Jets defense became so bad. I mean, maybe it's just attrition, like they just lost their good players. It's like as simple as that. But I feel like they still have a lot of their good players from their defense, like one what like last year, 2 years ago when they were like really, really good. But
Quincy
I mean
Williams,
Sauce
Gardner, the linebackers
Gardner,
there.
but I think he's hurt though.
Isn't that the brother? Aren't they brothers? The D lineman and the linebacker? I thought they're brothers.
Maybe.
Quincy
I don't
Williams,
know.
I think they are. But Quincy's like a top five paid at his position.
And they just, I don't know. They're just bad. I guess it's just the Jets, you know? Like, no matter how bad it is, at least it's not the Jets. But I don't know. I kind of love that game. Especially anytime you can root against the Cowboys is where you want to be.
Definitely. So game three,
Especially in Texas.
you're taking Jets over Dallas. What do we got for game four? Fourth game.
So you can kind of guess where this one's going. I'm gonna take Vegas +7 again on the road against the Colts. Colts, I don't know. I guess I've gone against them every single week. I just refuse to believe that they're good, but their offense is very, very good. Like Daniel Jones is very, very good. Like it's still kind of early looking at DVOA just because it's only 4 weeks of data, but I don't know. They're like top five in every statistical category that I look at, you know, in terms of passing, rushing. And if it hasn't, it's not like they played slouches, you know, they played Denver and the Rams. Those are really good defenses. And he's still, well, them as an offense, still putting up numbers, you know, so that's really impressive. So I don't know. When you see a whole, how many years? I don't even know how many years in he was in with the Giants, but like, you have years of data versus 4 games. It's like, I don't know. At some point, I feel like you're going to
But
revert back to the mean. But maybe it's just the Giants situation was so bad.
bad. It was bad, dude. That was a bad offensive line. That was a really, really bad team. Not that he was, and he was younger. So now with things at play, I think we could also agree Shane Steichen is a good offensive coach. Like legit. Remember, was it his first year there where did Richardson get hurt? But they had quarterback. The backup, basically like a lifelong backup. He's not, I thought he was on the Raiders. What's his name? Long hair. Shoot, was quarterback for the Raiders the year after. He got to deal with the Raiders. But he was with the Colts and they were literally one drive away. Bro, what's his name?
Yeah, he was with the Jags. What's his name?
Yeah, he was with the Jacks. He lives in like a
Minshew,
van.
Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew. So you remember they were driving against the Texans. It was fourth and two. If they convert and they score touchdown, they would have won the division. They would have went to the playoffs with the Texans with CJ Stroud. Like Shane Steichen was coaching up a backup then. So and he was the
He's a good
offensive
coach.
coordinator for Hurts when Hurts had the MVP year. He kind of schemes it up. I think he gets how it is. He's in a small market, doesn't have an all-star quarterback. But I think he can coach, and clearly it's showing that. So.
I mean he's been doing very well. Their defense, I don't know. I'm just kind of scrolling through the success rate and EPA, and they're towards the bottom. I just maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just like one of those teams where you just like, you know, your first impression just kind of sticks with you, and then you just need to wait until week, you know, 8, and they're like, okay, I guess they're good. They're, you know, 6-2. But I don't know. I just think it can't get any worse for Vegas. Like, Geno cannot be this bad. Like, I never was a Geno guy. You never, I don't think we're a Geno guy either. All the tape watchers on Twitter were like huge Geno fans, and I was just like, I don't see it. But I just feel like he can't be that bad. He'll
Now,
get
think
it.
about
Like he'll
this.
figure it out.
He threw those three, two of the three were really bad. The two that went to Byard did a great job because he took the dig route. Like he just let the seam go right by both times, but he didn't jump it right away. Like he let Geno Dig was going to be there. So what does that tell you? Geno's not even reading this middle of the field, the safety, bro. He's just like, I'm going to throw the dig route. And you're like, okay, the first time you get picked, right? Wouldn't you think the second time, all right, this time, I'm going to watch out for the safety. And what's crazy is on the second one, Drew, like the seam route is basically wide open down the middle of the field because you got the outside corner in cover three. He can't really make that play. He just throws it right to Byard. And I'm thinking, if what if in that game they couldn't run the ball? Like if the Raiders couldn't, because the Bears defense run is so bad. But if it was, he would have thrown more. I think he would have thrown another two interceptions that day.
It's like a, I don't know, it's like a life lesson. Like I need that kind of confidence in my everyday life, like to be able to come back and be like, I'm slinging it, I mean, it obviously didn't work for the Raiders, but I'm just like, dang, dude. Like after
Same
three
route.
picks, I'd be like, all right,
Same
let's throw
concept.
some check downs.
Yeah, I think I'd take something underneath. Yeah, that was now Tyreek Stevenson interception. I think Geno was a little behind. That was also just like those are some plays where the D back lays out. That's just could have put it out in front, but still, that's not misreading coverage though. You know what I mean? Like same coverage.
And he was pretty inaccurate too, even outside of the interceptions. It's just like, like if they didn't have a run game, it would have been close. But I don't know, hoping they can run the ball. Genty finally, like you can see what he looks like when he's not getting hit behind the line of scrimmage. He's like, oh yeah,
Pretty
he's actually
awesome.
pretty good,
Yeah.
which was cool to see. But anything else? Colts, Raiders.
That was game four. You took Colts over. You took Colts. Wait. Are you taking Raiders or Colts? I didn't get the answer on that. Did I miss that?
Raiders plus
Like
seven.
Raiders
Come
to
on
cover?
now.
Now, the line that I have is seven. What's the line on your app?
Seven.
Okay. So you're taking the Raiders to cover. But you think the Colts will win,
Touchdown.
I think. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's gonna be close.
For sure. Game five.
Game five, so we got Carolina, Vegas, the Jets, Bengals. Oh, Saints. So Saint, this was an easy one. This was like one of the first ones I saw. I wish, well, I guess they covered last week, so it wasn't as bad coming off a loss still. But they're getting 2 points at home against the Giants, which I thought was kind of strange. I don't know, maybe I'm off base on that. I thought maybe because like the home field advantage, you get like 2.5 to 3 points. And so they're basically saying that the Saints and Giants are equal. And then you get like the half point bump because of the Giants or whatever. I don't know. But I thought that was kind of strange.
No
So
neighbors, though.
Saints was the
No
easy
neighbors.
pick. That's true. That's true. Yeah, no neighbors.
Now
I
there's
just
film
think
on Dart.
Jackson Dart stick second start. I don't know. I mean, he scrambled well, but I mean, he threw for like 100 yards. Like, I don't
Not
know.
good. Not
People
good.
talking like he's like the next the. But I don't know. It's his first start. Looked a lot better than JJ did on his first start. So I
Well, hey, I know a guy in the
can't
NFC
really
that
say
went.
much.
Well, I know a guy in the NFC that went in the second half over eight, no passing yards, and according to everyone on TV, he's a top five quarterback. You should really check him out. Very good. See, that's
They
funny
didn't
because I'm
complete
joking.
a pass.
Over eight, dude. Over eight, and he's they're
Know.
lucky. The Eagles are lucky. They got a block punt because if they don't have that block punt to bank on, I don't know if they win that game.
Yeah.
Sorry, you know me. I got to throw my Jalen Hurts talk in here at some point.
Now it's interesting. I was considering picking that game's weird. I mean, we can talk about it here briefly, but was it Denver at Philly, 3.5. Philly's getting 3.5. I kind of wanted to take Philly because I don't think Denver's good. But then I'm like, they win weird games. Like the Cowboys game was weird. I don't remember who they played week two.
They don't dominate. You're right.
But the Rams game was weird. Like they were down big and then they came back. And then then last week they were up big and then almost lost. It's just like weird. And
They
then they
beat
don't throw it. They
KC.
don't complete a. Oh yeah, they beat KC. They
Ugly.
don't complete a pass the whole second half. Like who does that in 2025? That's crazy.
It's wild, yeah. I
So I just
do
didn't really
see.
have like a strong feeling on that one.
I do think this is not a good matchup for them in terms of receivers. They could probably run the ball, but if there's another week, it's just a ticking time bomb with AJ Brown. Like, I really believe he's going to end up being a
Yeah.
New England Patriot by the end of the year. That's where I see him going. I think the Patriots will
You know
swoop
what I
and ask for, and offer something.
heard after the Super Bowl? Did you hear the quote that he had after the Super Bowl?
Talk about it though. Yeah.
That he felt nothing.
Yeah.
Which I thought was actually like really interesting, like philosophically. Like, 'cause you work so hard, and I kind of think about, I'm not saying the Vikings will ever win the Super Bowl, but like you root and root, and I'm just a fan, right? And then they win the Super Bowl, and you wake up tomorrow, it's like, okay, my life's not any different. I guess, like, obviously for the players, it's different because now you're a Super Bowl champion. So it's like even crazier that he said that. It was like he won and he was at his locker. Like, I've heard, who was it? Was it
It
Rodgers?
was Rodgers after he won a
Said
Super
it,
Bowl.
like, on, yeah, he was like, this is it, which I think is interesting because, like, you put in all this effort into winning, 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 and it's like now he's probably like, well, I did the winning thing and it was like whatever. Like, I would rather have 10 catches, 180 yards, and we lose than, have six targets for and two catches and we win.
It's interesting that we're talking about this. So Rodgers won the Super Bowl, and then on the team bus back after the game, he said, "Is this all that there is? Is this it?" Like,
Yeah.
he was questioning that. But then I hear that, and I hear AJ Brown. But then you and I see Tom Brady win Super Bowls, and you see his reaction to winning a championship, right? And I don't know if
Yeah.
it's because he won three right away, and then there was that gap in the heartbreaks in between. But man, when Tom wins the Super Bowl, it was like it. I'm like, I think that's how I would be as a fan if the Bears won the Super Bowl or if I ever won a Super Bowl as a player, right?
Right.
It gets like exciting and it's a relief and they're emotional, but I guess it's different when you're like probably in the Super Bowl MVP conversation. If you're AJ Brown, it was also kind of a blowout of a game, and that's kind of a weird way to win a championship too. Like, you
Yeah,
knew
that's
you were
true.
the champions
Yeah.
probably around halftime, right? You're like, yeah, we're probably winning this game.
Yeah.
So it's anticlimactic at
Yeah.
the end. But Drew, look at this. Hear me out. You're AJ Brown, probably talented enough to be a Hall of Fame player, right? And you have a Super Bowl championship.
Yeah.
This season, Puka Nacua has like 40 over 40 catches, okay? And like 500 yards. AJ Brown has 14 catches for 150 yards. But wait. Puka Nacua last week had 13 catches for 170 yards, so he had more production against a pretty solid Colts team in 1 week. Then this guy had all year. At some point, if
Yeah.
I'm AJ Brown, it's like, dude, like I have to get numbers. Otherwise, people are gonna look back and be like, dude, you caught 70 passes or 60 passes a year. Like, oof. Like that doesn't stack up well with
Yeah.
what we've seen from AJ from Antonio Brown, all the greats of all time, Jamar Chase, Jefferson,
Yeah, Julio.
Julio, right?
Yeah.
So I think he's gonna get traded by the end of the year. This is kind of a sidebar about that, but okay.
Yeah.
That was game five, right? And we got six.
So Carolina plus 1.5,
Carolina
Vegas
plus one
plus
and a half.
seven, Saints minus two. That was the game where we were talking about. Jets plus 2.5, and then stinky bet of the week, Bengals plus 10.5. Yeah, I have a six. So I'm gonna go back to my boy Herbert. Chargers minus 2.5 at home, quote unquote home, against the Commanders. I think Jaden Daniels back for this game. Don't care. Like, Herbert got absolutely crushed against the Giants, and they lost both tackles now. But yeah, they were bad. They're bad against the Giants. Like the pressure rate, I think it was like over 50% or something crazy. Like, higher, way higher than anyone in the league that week. And when you can't run the ball and you have no time, like, good luck. But good thing for the Chargers, the Commanders defense is not the Giants defense. So I think it's a get right game for them. Minus 2.5, that's nothing. I still think the Chargers are a very good team. It's hard to come east from the west,
It
and it
is.
was a noon game, so you're playing at 9 a.m. That's weird. And then, it's hard to win the NFL. Teams lose, so I'm not super concerned. So I think the Chargers will take care of business.
Okay.
against Commanders. This might be a little teaser game for me, you know, like a 6-point teaser or something. Get it over 3.5, with some other, I don't know, that I haven't looked that far into it. I was gonna say, yeah, you just take like 6 points, 6.5 points. We talked about this before, and then your odds change by the amount of teams that you add. So if you know you take a 6.5 point teaser, you take the Jets from 2.5 up to, or if you do six, it'd be 2.5 up to 8.5, and then they would have to win, and then you know you do that with two other teams, and you get different odds. But those are always a little fun. I think the big one that got that ruined last week was the Packers game, because if you te if you took a did a 6.5 point teaser, you tease it down to a minus a half. So all I had to do was win,
I
and they tied.
didn't catch the end of that game. I heard the Packers had to settle for the tie. Is that how that ended? I didn't watch the end of
Yeah, it
that.
was something with like clock management. Yeah, I was asleep for it, so I didn't.
And I guess they threw like the ball to the end zone, and if it didn't hit the player or something, they could have like lost the game on clock management. Okay, but do want to ask, do we have any update on Joe Alt? Is he out for the year? What's going on with Joe Alt?
I don't think he's out for, I think he's out for a couple of weeks. He's got like a high ankle sprain, they
He's
talked
now the left
about.
tackle.
He was in, yeah, because he was in a walking boot, but he was standing. But you know, those high ankle sprains, they can.
Not as bad as turf toe,
He's not on
supposedly.
there. Yeah, turf toe. That's what Purdy's got.
You know what? You know I'm always joking
Purdy's.
around when I text you and say I think Burrow's coming back in less than 3 months. You know I'm just like all hyperbolic,
Nah,
and
I
it's
don't.
so funny because
He
then and you
he's
text me back and
doubtful.
you go, there's no way. It would be very, it'd be very unlikely, highly unlikely that he comes back in 3 months. And I'm like, I hope he knows I'm kidding because I am joking. But if Joe's gonna post, if Joe's gonna post out there saying see you soon, I'm kind of like maybe he's coming back in 2 months. But I know he's not. I know he's not. Okay. So you gave us your six games. Your six games for the week.
You think we need one more? You think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
So we got one more. Sounds like we got one more.
Surprise, we got one more. We talked about stinky bets of the week, and I was going back and forth. I was like, man, that's a low total. That's a low total. And then I get news, Flacco's benched. And I was like, oh no. You know what the Vikings like to do? They like to put first-time starters in the Hall of Fame. And I was like, I don't know, Gabriel could come out and just start slinging it. But I was like, 36 and a half over under. I was like, I got to take the under. That's Vegas telling you they can't put it low enough.
That's what I thought about this morning
And
when you were in our texting. They can't put it low enough was the first thing I thought.
yeah, they can't put it low enough. I think most of the bets are coming in on the over, which is not surprising. It's 36 and a half. So over 60%, which is not surprising. I'm sure it'll keep going up, because they're gonna look at 36 and a half, and they're like, okay, I mean, some team's gonna score 20, or are they?
Or are they? Love it. If that was a,
So
that was
yeah,
our that's
that
our
was my
one more
extra.
then. That's what we're going with for one more. We're going
Yeah,
with
I was gonna do the same thing I did with the Saints last week, and I was like, no, I just gotta do it, you know. You just gotta. This was like last was it last year with college, when I took Iowa. I took the under in every Iowa game, because it was like it kept going lower, and like their games would be like 6-3, 10-7, 13-6, and it was just like their totals would like creep to 30, and then it was like 28, and it was like, do you still do it? I was like, I can't, I'm committed, you know. Like Vegas is telling you, like, I can't put this any lower.
but they're like, hey,
And
come get it because
man,
you're not gonna
they're
score
like,
more than
what?
10.
Yeah, we're not scoring, and no one else is scoring.
Oh my gosh, that's
But
good.
yeah,
Okay,
so
wait, I got you for
Vikings under 36 and a half.
taking Vikings and the under. Is that what we're doing? I got you for a few more
No,
minutes.
no, no, no. Just the Vikings Browns under.
Just the under. We're just doing the under. Got it. Just make sure we're clear. So we got our
Just
six.
the under.
Plus one on the
Yeah.
plus one. So we got our six games on the plus one on the plus one, like I said. But got a few minutes left. You want to run down any college picks?
Yeah. I was going to do the Titans. I just wanted to mention this. I was going to do the Titans, and then I had to cut myself off. The cold turkey. I saw they're 2-15 in their last 17 games against the spread. 2-15. That's so bad. So I just had to take a
Someone's
break.
getting fired, by the way. I think someone's getting fired soon.
Yeah.
The head coach is going to go.
So last week in college, 3-1, or 3-0 on this show, and then 11-2 total.
Phenomenal.
Had Iowa plus 7.5 win, Illinois plus 6.5 easy win, Duke minus 5.5 easy win. So week six kind of like a lot of games, but I really like we're I think I've had the Illinois game every week time, so I'm going to have Purdue plus 9.5 at home. And then Louisville is 6.5 point favorite against Virginia, who beat Florida State. So like coming off of their storm the field game, like then you have to go to Louisville and play. I like Louisville. And I was going to do Cincinnati was getting 1.5 against Iowa State at home, which was weird to me. But then I saw like 72% of the bets were on Cincinnati. So I was like, okay, well, I guess everybody knows the same thing I do. So I didn't take that. So I was gonna do Penn State minus 24.5 against UCLA. UCLA is they might not win a game this year, and Penn State just lost like their biggest game of the year, so it's kind of like a revenge thing. I could see it going either way. You know, you have to go to the West Coast after just getting your heart ripped out in a double overtime, but I don't know. I think they're gonna put the beat down to UCLA.
Got it.
Some
Okay.
good games this weekend, though. I'm pretty excited.
Definitely. Well, all I can say is you're the best man for going through all this every week. We love it. I'm learning a ton, especially with my pick'em. So I'm happy that I get schooled up from you on here, but you're awesome. Hey, you're off to a great start. So it looks like we'll have to keep track, but I think you're 7-4 overall in the NFL. You're crushing in college on here and off of here. So we'll link back up
Yeah,
next week.
it's been a good start.
But before you go, I am curious. One more game, just to get your take. There was a game in the NFL that I'm like, ooh, I wonder how Andrew sees this one playing out. Houston, Baltimore. Where are you leaning?
I have no idea. I felt Lamar is out, but
Staying away? Staying away from this
there's,
game?
I think so. I think the